Live from the Yerushalayim Hills of the Vaseret, we are doing Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Mem Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. Beis HaKisei Kavua. We've been talking about a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Beis HaKisei Arai. What is a Beis HaKisei Kavua? Hainu Shiesh Bo Tsoa. It has Tsoa, which is excrement. Behu Al Pnei Hasada. And on the field, below Chafira, but not in a hole. Okay? Meaning it's not in a dug hole. So now what does this mean? Does this mean that if it's in a hole, that you don't have a base, a kisei kavua, if you make there all the time with a hole? So that's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, although we'll see that not so simple. So he goes as follows. Sifka and Yud Gimel. Below Chafira. Without any hole. So the Lomar, this means to say that Oz Sarach L'chaltzon V'richa Garbam. So what halacha are we talking about? And there are different halachas that we talk about in terms of a Beis HaKisei Kavua. He's saying in terms of a Beis HaKisei Kavua, what did we say before? That if you're going to go with your tefillin, you're wearing your tefillin, and you should not be wearing your tefillin. Rather, what you should do is take off your tefillin at a distance of how many amos away? At a distance of arba amos away. That's what you should take off your tefillin. If it's a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Avalimu b'chafira, however, if the excrement is in a hole in the Beis HaKisei, meaning it's dug hole in the ground, hareya chafira, this hole is a reshus la'atzmo. This dug hole is its own separate reshus. Uveis HaKisei shalamala, and the Beis HaKisei above is a reshus la'atzmo. It's its own separate reshus. Ve'ein lo din Beis HaKisei klal. And therefore would not have a din of a Beis HaKisei because where is the excrement? In the hole. Kamoshi is barlik. We'll see coming up in Simon Pei Gimel. U'mutter likanes besocho b'tfilin sha'alav. And therefore you'd be able to go into that area with your tefillin on you. U'mikol makom kodem sheyashtin. However, before you relieve yourself in that hole, tzarech lechaltzan ledivrei hakol. You'd have to take it off before you actually relieve yourself. Kimo b'shar beis hakisei kavua. In other words, this is not a total beis hakisei kavua. He's saying it's a beis hakisei kavua with respect to what? With respect to the halacha of taking your tefillin off at a distance of dalet amos. But in terms of not being able to do what? Not being able to relieve yourself at number one, you still have to treat it like a beis hakisei kavua. And therefore, you would not be able to relieve yourself in this hole, because why is it still viewed as a beis hakisei kavua? Legabe urinating there, because legabe urinating there, legabe making a number one, what was the concern? The concern was, according to the first opinion there we had before in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Aleph, that you might go and you might make a number two. So that you'd still go ahead and do, because this is a place where people normally
take a number two.
This happens to have a hole in it. Okay, so that will make it an area that you can bring your tefillin in. And you can wear your tefillin in there. And just take it off before you go ahead and make your number one. But you wouldn't be able to make your number one because we're concerned, since it's a place where people normally go ahead and make a number two, that he will go ahead and make a number two if we allow him to make a number one. You gotta keep following the number one, number two. I hope you do. I hope you are. Kein masig ha-magen avram. That's the way the magen avram understands it. However, amed var mamurim lahashtin. This is all if he's going to make a number one. Aval asos racha, but to make a number two, mash v'divrei beis Yosef, diyesh lahachmir. You should be machmir no matter what. Lachlot berichot ba'amos, mimakom sherotzeh lasos racha. In other words, when we say that you don't have to take it off at a distance of dalet amos in a beis hakisei arai or in a beis hakisei kavua that has a deep hole in the what in it, and That's only if you're going to make a number one. But if you make a number two, Reish Yosef is mashma no matter what, you have to take off your tefillin at a distance of Dalet Amos from where you're going to make your number one. Afilu nifne b'makom she'ena bezakizei klal. Even if making your number two in a place that's not a bezakizei at all, totally in Yam L'Yam, ela b'chatzero, even if it's just in a chatzer or a place other or on a field, either way, you would have to go ahead and distance yourself Dalet Amos. Okay, we move on. Gimel. Beis HaKisei Arai. Now, what's a Beis HaKisei Arai? Hainu, Kigon, Lahashtin Mayim. A Beis HaKisei Arai is a place where you just go to make a number one. That's what Lahashtin Mayim means. Doesn't mean to drink water. It means Lahashtin Mayim, to make a number one. It's a place where you make a number one. She'ein adam holech bishvilam. The Beis HaKisei. A person does not necessarily go to a Beis HaKisei for that. You go wherever you can. If it's in those days, they had, you know, their bathrooms were out there, outside or whatever, and you had to go to them. So you just go and make a number one wherever you can. And now, at this time, you are going ahead and using it seemingly for the first time after this mashma, as a Beis HaKisei. So it seems to be Saiser itself. In the beginning he says, what's a Beis HaKisei Arai? A place where you go and you what? You go and you make a number one there. Okay. That's where you go. He says, and now you're going and you're making it a Beis HaKisei Tchila. You're going doing it there for the first time. What do you mean for the first time? I thought it's a place where you go to make a number one. So we'll see. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Gimel, Beis HaKisei Arai, Perish. What do we mean by a Beis HaKisei Arai? Hadamina L'El, that what we said before, to Mutter Lahashtin Bo, Bitfilm. We said before, in a Beis HaKisei Arai, you would be allowed to, make a number one, Bitfilm Shabarosho, if you're wearing the tefillin, assuming it's not gonna splash. Hainu B'makom She'ein Bo Tsoa, talking about a place that either doesn't have any excrement there, the gamhu, and it's also a makom she'ein rigal regilin. It's also a place where you're not rugil to go ahead and make a number one there, a number two there. Ulakach lo gazrina. Therefore, there's no gzera of shema ipane batfilin. There's no concern of making a number two with your tefillin. Vafilu imu makom tanua. Even if it is a private area. The bottom line is, when is there a concern that you might go ahead and make a number two if you make a number one there? That's only in a Beis HaKisei Kavua. But a Beis HaKisei Arai, where basically all you do is go out there to do what in that area? Make a number one, and you never make a number two there. You never rug you to make a number two there. So, then you would be, okay, allowed to go ahead and make a number one there, assuming that it's not going to splash. Beis HaKisei Tchila. So now he says, he says, this time, what's the Beis HaKisei Arai? Where he goes there to make a number one. And now, this time, he's making it a Beis HaKisei Tchila. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Beis HaKisei Tchila. I ain't a Prima Gadim. However, check out the Prima Gadim. The Svirulei Dahai Lishter Lav Davki. He can't take this Lashon. Very interesting how he does this, because the Pashat Lashon sounds like he's making it for the first time. He says, don't take this Lashon Davka. Da'afilu miyuchad mikama zmanim. Even if many times he uses this Lahashtin, even if he uses this to go ahead and make a number one many, many times, Mikomakom, as he said at the beginning, Arai Yechashev, it's still considered Arai. Why? Because he doesn't make a number two there. he only makes a number one there. So even if he has a certain place where he likes to make a number one in his backyard, or in his sadeh, or in the out of the open, it doesn't get the status of a beis hakiseh, according to the Prima Gadim, a beis hakiseh kavua, and you would be allowed to wear your tefillin there, and make as long as it's not going to splash. Okay, and you also would be able to carry your tefillin there and make standing up, as long as you're not going to splash. And if you sit down, there's no problem at all. If you sit down to make your number one. Okay? Let's move on. Dalet. Imheim b'cheiko. V'chagur chagur. If your tefillin is on your, literally means on your lap. Means if it's on you and you wrap the tefillin on your body. So you're wearing a tefillin on your body. O b'bigdo b'yado. Or it's in your clothes, in your hand. Then mutter bein lahashtin bein lifanos. Then it will be permissible to go ahead and either make a number one or a number two, whether it's a beis hakiseh arai l'chayra or a beis hakiseh kavua. Now, what seems to be a stira between this halacha and dalet than what we saw earlier in Aleph? Because in Aleph, what did it say? That if it was bebigdo biyado, you wouldn't be able to stand up and make in a what? In a arai, and also you wouldn't be able to do what? You wouldn't be able that's it, you wouldn't be able to do it. You wouldn't be able to stand up and make in an arai. So why is he saying it's okay to be mashtin? Look with Mr. Brura. Imheim b'cheiko. Because if it's b'cheiko, if it's wrapped on his body, then for sure it's okay. Whether it's a beis hakiseh arai, beis hakiseh kavua, standing up, making number one. Because you don't have to worry about splashes. Why? Because it's wrapped up on your body, and you're not going to go ahead and wipe it with your tefillin in your hand. B'gam mishum what? Gam mishum shema yiplu mimenu. You don't have to worry about it dropping. Umutter, and it's permissible. Bein b'beis hakiseh kavua, ubein b'arai. It's permissible whether it's in a beis hakiseh kavua or arai. So now look what he mentions. There's a stira, as Rabbeinu Adasa said. Zion, o b'bigdo b'yado. So he says sarachiyun. Doesn't you have to go ahead and be ma'ayin Zion? Why? The besif aleph in sif aleph kasa. What do we write? Afilu toface osam bibigdo usr. Even if you are what? Even if you are holding them in your beged, and you go into a beis hakiseh arai to go ahead and make a number one, that's usr because it needs osos. Vayim betazu magen avram shenitchaku bezemod. They go through all types of terutzim nitchakim, dachuk terutzim to get out of this problem, this seeming stira. However, the Be'er Agra, Kasav, the Siv Zeh, this Sip, Shehu Mibala Truma, it's a machlokes between the different Sifim, between different Manda Amras. He says, this is going according to the Bala Truma, and Hushita Acheres. It's a different Shita. Hacholek, he's cholek on what he said in Sip Aleph. Husfirle, and what does the Shita hold? The Bibigdo Viyado, and if it's in his Bigdo and his Yado, if it's in his Beged and his hand, two lo chashit and the shit don't tell us. Once it's in your beged and your hand, according to the opinion, you don't have to worry about splashing. V'chein ichriach b'sefer Mordechai, Maimon Mordechai, and this is how the sefer Maimon Mordechai concluded. B'kshurim b'bigdo, however, if it's what? Tied. If it's tied onto your beged, v'kulei alma mutter, according to everyone, it's going to be okay. So it comes out here as follows. And according to the Gra, that if you walk into a beis hakiseh arai, even though there's a concern for splashing, if you're wearing it on your body, you don't have to worry. If it's in your hands and your beged, so that's a machlokas. According to Sif Aleph, that would be a problem. You can't. According to Sif Beis, you would be able to, and that seems to be the way that Maimon Mordechai happens to pasken. Okay? So you should walk around with a little belt to put your tefillin in. That next time you want to walk into a Beis HaKiseh.
So the bag is totally fine?
What?
It's still in the bag, it's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Imrotzeh l'ikanes. If you want to go ahead and go into a Beis HaKiseh, kavua, la'asoy siracha. So a guy now, he does not want to put his tefillin away, and he wants to go into a Beis HaKiseh kavua to do what? To make a number two. So what must he do? Cholzon berikuk arba amos. He must take off his tefillin, dal amos away. V'yesh omrim afilu below tzrachav. And others say, the Rama says, even if he's not going to do what? We had this yesterday. Even if he's not going to make at all.
One or two.
He should not stam be entering with his tefillin on. Right? The tov lahachmir.
Why not? Because it's a bizayon?
Yeah, you shouldn't go in with your, you shouldn't go in with your tefillin. Okay? The tov lahachmir. Let's see. Yud tes. V'tov. Oh, sorry. Yud ches, correct. The Beis HaKiseh kavua. He wants to go into a Beis HaKiseh kavua. Look what he says. Naka kavua. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch takes a case of kavua, that's mishum seifa. That's because of the seifa. Lashmin. I'm going to see in the seifa. Even when it's a Beis HaKiseh kavua, he could bring the tefillin in with him, emo, mishum shmira, if he wants to protect his tefillin. Aval eina chinami. But the truth is, afilu be'ena kavua klal. Even if it's not a Beis HaKiseh kavua, tzarech lachloitz berichuk arba amos mimakom tref libanos. If he's making a what? What's he going in there? He's going in there to make a number two. So if he's going in there to make a number two, he has to take off his tefillin. Okay? So he says that would be the case even in a Beis HaKiseh Arai, because you have to be four amos away from where you're going to take your number two. Who could lael besif katan yigimel. V'chei madid nakat laso srachav. And therefore that which he says, he went in with a kizi asas rachav, gam ke mishum revusa de seifa. That's also based on what? So the number one is the fact that he's talking about a what? He's talking about it being kavua versus arai. That's mishum seifa. He says also the fact that he said he went in lasas rachav, that's also because of the seifa. Aval be'emes Huadin Lahashtin. Even if he's what? Even if he's going and making a number one, he has to do what? Tzarech lachlot berichuk arba amos. He has to take it off at a distance of dalet amos. Ukid la'el, as we said earlier, in Sif Aleph. Yud tes. V'tov lahachmir. And one should be machmir. Namely, not to go in to a Beis HaKiseh at all, okay? A Beis HaKiseh Arai or Kavua at all, okay? If he doesn't have to. Hamagen Avram Masik, the Medina Asur Likanez a Beis HaKiseh B'Tfilin. It says, Medina, it is Asur to go into a Beis HaKiseh with Tfilin. Delo gara mi merchatz lakaman, because it should not be any worse than going into a merchatz, as we'll see in Siman Mem Hei. Vayeir bivagadu maya Mordechai shekasru, who writes to b'divrei Rosh lo mashmachi. He writes that based on the Rosh, it's not mashma this way at all. And he holds, what does he hold? Gam midivrei Rav Hai lo mashmachi. So again, he says, the Magen Avram seems to say that it's usur, even if you're not making, to go into this Beis HaKiseh Arai, and Beis HaKiseh Kavua, wearing your tefillin, okay? Even if you're not going to do what? Make. You hear this? Even if you're not going to make, you can't walk into the, sorry, Beis HaKisei Kavua, but the Rosh and the Rav Hai, they hold that you would be able to as long as you don't make, because the whole Gzeira is what? The whole Gzeira is, if you make there number one, you might make it number two. But they seem to hold that you wouldn't, these seem to hold that you would be able to walk into a Beis HaKisei Kavua if you're not going to make it. However, as we just said, the Magen Avraham asks, no matter what, walking in to the Beis HaKisei Kavua with your tefillin on. Just stop walking in, even if you're not going to make. We Sefer HaEshkol B'Shem Agon, Mashma Kiteru to the Magen Avraham. The Sefer HaEshkol, in the name of the Gon, it's Mashma like the Magen Avraham. Ayin Shem, so it comes out as follows. It comes out, and according to the Magen Avraham, and according to Pashtus, the Ramah, that you would not be allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei Kavua with your tefillin on, period. Even if you're not going to make. Beis HaKisei Arai, you would be able to go into? Okay? And you'd even be able to make a number one there as long as it doesn't splish splash. Well, according to the Rambam, if you remember earlier, you wouldn't be allowed to make a number one no matter what because of the concern that you will lay off gas. Okay? Now, so what do you do? Now, what do you do if you take off your tefillin 4 amos away? And you have no place to put it. So what do? You go along Biritsuo Shalhen, you wrap it up in its Ritsuo. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. The last 3 words of the Shulchan Aruch. Go along, you wrap it up in its Ritsuos. The Ochsam bi Yamino, Uabigdo. You put it, so you wrap up your tefillin with the Ritsuos, you put it in your Beged, in your hand. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah, bi Yamino, Avalo bismolo. But you should not put it in your left hand. You should not put the tefillin even in your beged in your left hand. Mipnei, why? Shetzarech lekaneach ba, because what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to wipe. So you're going in to do what? Take a number two. And you're going to have to wipe. The Moshe Kassab is Sivan Gimel. Ve'ahacha leka lemechash lenitzotzos. And here, there's no concern of nitzotzos. Because if there was a concern, sheyavo l'shafshef, and you're going to go ahead and wipe the yad sheoches botzel. In other words, you'd be allowed to hold it, according to the opinion, in your right hand, in a wa, in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, because since you're not going to have any splashing, why? Because in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, what is the norm to sit? So you're not going to have any splashing. And since you wipe with your left hand, as long as you don't have it in your left hand, we're not concerned if you have your tefillin in your right hand. But if you had it in your left hand, that's the hand that you wipe with.
Ah, no, seriously.
Okay? And therefore, you would not be able to have it in your beged, walking into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, if it's in your left hand. And that's what he says. Why hacha leka lemechas v'nitzoso sheyavol l'shafshev? Why aren't we concerned if being in his right hand, he's going to come and wipe it with the hand she'oches ba tefillin, he's holding it tefillin in? The kevan shemayri beis HaKisei Kavua, since we're talking about a beis HaKisei Kavua, mistama oset tzrachav miyushav. Mistama, what's he doing? He is going to sit down and make sitting. Okay? Unlike what we do today. We'll stand in a urinal and it'll splash all over us. Kasav haramah. But I guess it depends on the urinal. Depends on the deep nature of the urinal. Okay? Or the, how well the urinal was made.
Most of them have splash jumps.
Okay? Kasa of Aramah. Now this is not the Ramah with an aleph. This is the, we had it before, once before, or a couple, or twice before. This is the Ramah Mipano. The Ramah Mipano writes in Siman in Tess, the Mutter Likanes Bitzfilin is a very important Lachlamaisa. Could you go in a mavo some with two nafos? Can you go in seedy, dirty, garbage-filled alleyways? Afilu yesham mako metunav lehedya. He says that you're allowed to go with your tefillin into these dirty alleyways, even if it is a mako metunav, even if you have pretty dirty stuff there, excrement hanging out there. Betov lechasoso bekova. But if you're walking through it, you should cover your tefillin with your hat. And if you want to take off your tefillin before you go into the seedy alleyway, dirty garbage dump alleyway, you want to take it off and put it on after your lanichan, put it back on afterwards. Shabbat dummy, that's even better. Magen Avraham mitzade lomar. Magen Avraham clears the following. He says, he tilts as follows. And if you know that you're going into a filthy alleyway with soa and all that kind of stuff, then lo yanichem bebeso el-be-le-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke-ke- tefillin at home and walk into shul with your tefillin. If you don't do that, at least, right, he said, you should have a little chatzar on the outside. If they see people today, they put their tefillin outside the shul and they come into the shul for the same reason. So he says that the Magen Avraham mitzadeh lomar, when you know, he clears that when you know you're going derech mevuos and mutunafos, lo yanicha bebeisa, shouldn't put on your tefillin in your house and walk through it. Rather, put it on bebeis haknesses. O sheyanicha bebeisa, or put it on your bebeis haknesses, biyichasem, and cover it when you go in the mevuos and mutunafos. So mimashach, you should take it off, or not wear it in the first place, and if you are wearing it, you should cover it. But the stopping on Mahzat HaShekel, and Mahzat HaShekel has the following Shiloh. Maybe you should have to also cover, why are you going through Makom HaTunafos? Maybe also cover the Ritzuos. The Kol Shekein, for sure, you should cover the what? The Shlosh Kerichos, Shala Etzba, the three wrappings around the finger. Chubas Radvaz, Chelek Dalet, Sivan Lamavav, Mash Megamke, it's also Mashma there. Shesover, that he holds at Medina, Sarach Chaso is at Tfilin, and Makai Maisa Matunafos. So the Radvaz says, Medina, if you're going through a Makom Matunafos, you have to go ahead and cover the Tfilin. The Chol Sheiv Shalal Chaso Sam, and if you can't cover them going through these Makom Matunafos, these seedy, dirty, garbage filled, tsoa filled alleyways, what should you do? Mutav Sheyanicha Beit HaKnesses. Better to do as he said before. Put it on the Beit HaKnesses. Umash Vesham. It's also Masha there that the Hadalit Vahayud, the Dalit and the Yud of the Ritzuos, ain't Sarach HaChasos. That you don't have to cover. Shame Derech Kshira, because even though these are letters that are going to ultimately make up Shakai, not like the Shin on the Wat, on the Shalrosh, it's Derech Kshira, the Os is made Derech Kshira, the Lo Derech Ksiva, and therefore you do not have to cover that as a Dover Shepdusha walking through the Makoim HaMetunafos. Vav, Hayalob, Shulchan Aruch, Hayalobush B'Tfilin, V'Utzach L'Beis Akisei B'Laila. A person was wearing Tfilin, and it's already coming close to night, or it is night, Utsrach lebeis akisei belaila, and he has to go to the bathroom at night. O sama chashecha, or very close to night. She'ain shehos lanicham od acher sheyetzei. And as you remember, although you might be able to leave your tefillin on, you're not allowed to put on your tefillin at night. So since you're not going to be able to put it back on again, so you should not go ahead and what? You're not going to put it back again anyway after you come out of the bathroom. So therefore, no matter what, there's no extra time to put it on after you come out of the bathroom. Then lo yikaneis behem gluim bebigdo. Then you shouldn't go in at all with your tefillin wear in your beged, even if it's wrapped up. And even to make a number one, the beis akisei kavua. Ella, what? Ketzad Yaseh. Okay. What should he do? What should he do? Cholzan u'manichan. Cholzan u'manichan. If you have the option to take it off and put it in a kli, that's better than holding it in your bag it in your hand. Im hayavo tefach. If it's a kli that is a tefach, you put it in there. O b'kli she'ena kliyan, a kli that's not the kli of the what? Of the tefillin. Abalfi she'en bo tefach. In other words, you should put it in a kli. If it's the kli of the tefillin, then it has to be a tefach. If it's not the kli of a tefillin, it could be even less than a tefach. It would have to be something significant as a significant barrier. And you could hold the kli, ocha is a kli biyado, in your hand medichnas. Now we're not here talking about what? We're not here talking about a... We'll continue this on Yom Kippur, but when do we say you can go in with a long kli? Tefach, and when do you say we need to have a kli betoch kli? So we'll see, that's what we're going to discuss Yom Kippur. We're trying to push it on Yom Kippur night.
Why do we